Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years, he shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lends anything to his neighbor shall release. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner you may exact it again, but that which is yours with your brother, your hand shall release, except when there shall be no poor among you. For Yahweh shall greatly bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you for an inheritance to possess. Only if you carefully listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. For Yahweh your Elohim blessed you as he promised you. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there be among you a poor man of one of your brethren within any of your gates in your land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you shall open your hand wide to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need and that which he was wanting. Beware that there be not a thought in your wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to Yahweh against you, and it be sin to you. You shall surely give him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in all your works, and in all that you put your hand to do. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land. And if your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold to you, and serve you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, and out of your floor, and out of your winepress. Of that wherewith Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you, you shall give to him. And you shall remember that you were a bondman in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today. And it shall be, if he say to you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear into the door, and he shall be your servant forever. And also to your maidservant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a double hired servant to you in serving you 6 years, and Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in all that you do. All the firstling males that come of your herd and of your flock you shall sanctify to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall do no work with the firstling of your bullock, nor shear the firstling of your sheep. You shall eat it before Yahweh your Elohim year by year in the place which Yahweh shall choose you and your household. And if there is any blemish in it, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, you shall not sacrifice it to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood of it. You shall pour it upon the ground as water. End of chapter.